Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Barn Heads co-coach Damien McMahon on K-Rock Footy.
I'm sure Kingy's probably about to mention it, but this lot were all mentioning that every time you guys were getting a goal, you were right up and about. Was there anything behind that?
I was just happy. Yeah, it was a really good effort, and I guess, yeah, probably stepping into the full coaching role. Obviously, still want to get out there and perform well, but just to see all the boys bring on what we were, what we've been working on all pre-season, it was so good to see. It just, yeah, I was smiling all day. It was brilliant.
It felt like there were a lot of pieces clicking really well out there. What were some of the focuses heading into this match in particular?
To be honest, the main focus was just bringing our energy, mindset, intent and communication. Like, if we start with that, we know that we've got enough talent on the board to really make it count. But if we're at teams defensively and really bringing the heat, we know that the rest will take care of itself. So it was just a super focus. Probably Port Arlington round one, we showed glimpses of it, and when we did it, the game was on our terms, and we made sure that we really reiterated that in some vision after the game. And it was just, we just need to do it for 120 minutes, and it was pretty special today.
Damo, thanks for joining us. That's a statement win, isn't it?
Thanks. Yeah, it is. Obviously, Anglesey are a great side. They've got a lot of good players, and coached by Geordie, who's been and done it all. So he knows his footy really well. I guess it's round three, so it doesn't really matter. But it, just for our boys, I think it was really good to know that me and Sam are saying, if we bring it, we are good enough to take on everyone in the comp.
You some mix of Mary's crew. You're as thick as thieves, but playing against...
Oh, Jared said to say hello, Garns. He's up there, and he said to say hello, Kingy.
Pass on my regards. Yeah. Batson, Ling, Jasker, who you've all played with. Yeah. Does it add just a little bit more spice to this contest? We called it the St Mary's thirds versus the St Mary's fourths today.
It's funny running around with those boys and just throwing a little bit of cheap. I tried to dack Lingy when I was running off at one stage. So it's good fun to do it. They're obviously quality players, all those boys. We knew that we just wanted to bring it and play our game, and the rest would hopefully take care of itself.
How's James Callaway before I throw to Jason and Dallow?
What did Callaway do?
Knock in the back.
He's all good. He was chirpy. He was scaling a beer when we were up there singing the song. He's no dramas. The Altona Mafia.
He's got...
Him and Wybrow are absolute menaces.
He's got the Harry Cashin sort of wispy hair going on too, hasn't he?
He wears a hat right up until we start the first down. So take it up what you will.
I know how he feels.
I've called him the golf club. I love it, the Callaway.
That's nice.
Yeah, we'll go with that one, mate.
That's good. Okay. I might take that one myself.
I think from what I saw, and obviously we've seen a bit of Ballerine, but not too much, but the way that coaches play games is the way you want your team to play. They're very Damien McMahon playing. No, seriously. Quick handball, move the ball forward, get it going, get it out the back, go. With the wingers, like Angus Ford and Harry Hyland, and then Bondi when he has to, they play like you. Stay wide, use the speed, go, bang, get it in there.
You are right, Chase. I do like to play the game quick, so we wanted to do that way. But I feel like we've got a few different phases that we can do too. Like, we've got... obviously, in the contest, you just got to be good at that. Mm. And we've probably always traditionally, Barwon Heads have been a good contested side. What I wanted to try and bring on is just, a bit of that. Well, first of all, from a defensive element, we want to make sure that we're up in everyone's face. And because if we can't defend the ground and sort of keep in our front half, it makes it really hard. Show a bit of flair on our offense. Like, we're a really talented side, and we bat really, really deep. Like, we had some guys in the twos today, Jimmy Allen, who is a super player. Charlie Donny, who I'll miss a few. Charlie Hurst is still to come back.
Marley Cornell.
We've got some really good depth, and we want to make it really tight. And I guess everyone today played their role, and it was awesome just to be able for everyone to bring their skills and their strengths. It was really good.
And probably the one who we're all excited to because I suppose we lived a bit of it last year with St Mary's, with Sam Christensen missing the grand final and playing in the twos. We thought he was outstanding, winning the medal. He went back, he did exactly what he needed to do. And just to be able to get him to the club, and he has just, like, he's going to fit in perfectly in this scenario.
He's been awesome. Everything he he has to do, he does. And sort of then he's just playing with a lot of confidence as well, and that's what we just wanted back, because he should. And I guess I went and watched that final series, and he was in the best six against Colac, in my opinion, but it was just purely around size and everything that he missed out. So yeah, he's a quality player, and he's a senior GFL player, absolutely, no doubt, and Reigns and Bowes would know that as well. But for him to come down here, it's just a massive asset for us.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, and we're speaking with Damien McMahon, Violent Head's co-coach for the Sandman Mattress Factory. He's Matty Dowling.
Damo, James Callaway looked like he played a role on Will Batson today, and executed that really, really well until he obviously had to go off and ice up early.
Yeah, we sort of had a few boys just rolling through Batto. Obviously, he's a dangerous, sharp player. So Callaway and Hinchy, Callum Hinchcliffe, sort of had the job on him. And Calla would know and would be happy with me saying this, a recruit that come to the club this year. And he probably wasn't at his best last week against Port, but for him to bounce back and have that game was super awesome. We know how good he is on offence, but he also just defended really well. And that's what we want our whole team to do. Start with the defence, because then the offence will just take care of itself. So, yeah, he played that out really well.
And from a coaching perspective, was that something that he played a similar role in round one against Port, or was that done today to try and give him
not.
A role?
It was probably a bit hard to go to work from our point of view as coaches in round one. Sort of a bit of an unknown. You can't really get any footage. Port were a new side. So we sort of knew what we were going to get Tanglesey, and we could plan a little bit. And yeah, most of those roles paid off really well for us today.
And I thought the role of Cooper Ward playing as a high half forward, being able to get up and around contest and then work hard forward again, he executed well. He's a great player.
He was super. Obviously, Coop went up to the GFL level last year and just couldn't crack it, but he's definitely at that quality. He's at Port Melbourne VFL. And the best part for me with him is he's come in, he's actually a part of our leadership group. He's got a great footy brain. He works at Western Heights in the academy. He's got an awesome footy brain. And he's another one that cares more about the team and builds off the back of it. So we're just really united and connected at the moment, which is great.
Dare I ask about Zach Walter? Has he gone?
Yeah, he's going. He's not gone yet. He's up there. But yeah, we won't see a lot of Zach this year. We're not sure when he's coming back.
Does his employer know he's going?
Yeah, they know now. Yeah. He owes you a story, I think, Kingy.
He does.
I'll let him work that out. I'll send you his number if you need it. So obviously, quality player, Zach. We will miss him dearly, because he's a great player and also he's a great person. So we'd love for him to be a part of the group. But again, we're more than one person in this team this year, and we're next man up, and we know that someone will definitely be able to... Is that Maxi?
No. Darren Pepiot, former Bowen Heads player.
I thought it looked like Maxi Lorenz. We know that we'll be able to cover him. He'll be a big loss, but we're on to the next one.
All right. And how regular is your contact with Sammy Baker?
We're letting him be a little bit for now. He's going overseas shortly, so we'll see when he comes back about what his plans are again. And, we're a really tight group, and I guess we sort of want... We want guys to be, and Sammy's a great bloke, and he came down here last week and had beers. We want to make guys feel like they just want to be a part of it. So we're going to let them decide in their own time, and sort of, we're happy with how we're going. If we added a quality player like him, we'd jump at it. But we're not going to pressure people into playing footy if they don't want to.
I had lunch with him a couple of weeks ago, inadvertently.
Lunch?
Yep.
What?
He works as a carer.
And... Oh, yes, he does too. Yeah, he's just started doing that.
Working with somebody from the club? Somebody's
business. Oh, Ryan Harvey. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he so does. Working with Ryan Harvey.
Mine Remedy Support Services, yeah, shout out.
And, oh, wow.
The person they've got a pretty good account, yeah, so...
Who takes 20%, not 10%.
Yes, and the person one of the people he cares for is a friend of mine, and we were catching up for lunch.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so I saw my friend walk into the establishment we were having lunch, and
there's Sammy.
It looks like Sammy Baker. It is Sammy. Inadvertent lunch with Sammy.
That's good.
I was just going to say, is there any chance that we get Doug Bond off Media Street this week, please?
What's going on there? When you boys called him across there, I was thinking, just pull back. Douglas.
What's going on? Look, yeah. He didn't say three words at St Mary's.
Oh, I know.
What's going
and he acts
on?
Like, oh, no, I don't want it. But
He's loving it. He's loving it.
Damo, we'll let you go because Geordie Kerris is waiting patiently to have a chat to us as well.
Thanks, lads.
Congratulations on the win. Quick turnaround Friday night footy against Damo. It should be a blockbuster. Not a lot of Friday night footy. He's been played in the Ballerina. I think this might be the first for the club.
Yeah, probably. It's a great opportunity for us. Like, Amos are a quality side, as Anglesey are.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.